WAPO Perspective defends Drag Queen Story Hour. Sexualizing Children is Sincerely Wholesome Event. By Brick and FTs on August 3, 2022. The Washington Post op-ed page defended Drag Queen Story Hours, which inherently sexualize children, arguing drag queens are not the ones sexualizing Drag Story Hour. There is nothing inherently sexual about defying traditional gender norms, wrote Monica Hesse, who also said, a not small number of hours in my early 20s were spent attending drag shows in a basement-level gay club in Washington's DuPont Circle neighborhood. It was silly, it was campy, Hesse said. It made me think in new ways about what it meant to behave as a man, or behave as a woman, to perform masculinity or perform femininity. And yet, Hesse appears to be equivocating her experience as an adult attending drag shows to that of toddlers being asked to give dollar bills to scantily clad adult men and learning how to perform for money. Quoting Susan Sontag's notes on Camp, the WAPO op-ed appears to admit at least part of the motive is advocating that children attend these events. Indeed, the idea is to see everything in quotation marks. It's not a lamp, but a lamp, not a woman, but a woman, Sontag wrote. To perceive camp in objects and persons is to understand being as playing a role. It is the farthest extension, in sensibility, of the metaphor of life as theater. Logically, then, biological existence and gender must also be seen in quotation marks. And, according to Hesse, drag queens performing for children is merely when performers in glamorous hair and makeup come to libraries to teach lessons of tolerance and self-acceptance and read books out loud. Indeed, the op-ed argued, drag queen performances in front of children are unequivocally not sexual. Going after Christopher Rufo's comment that conservatives ought to refer to drag queens as trans strippers, Hesse argued that for conservatives to be successful, the debate must be shifted to sexualization because without such a shift, there would be no debate. Clearly, there would just be a nice queen in heavy eyeliner reading The Little Engine That Could. Parental rights bills, such as the one that made headlines in Florida after leftists erroneously tagged it with the name Don't Say Gay, are unnecessary, argued Hesse, in part because nobody is forcing any parent to take their child to a drag queen story hour. The children who do attend are not being exposed to pornography, she continued, though critics would certainly argue otherwise. They are being exposed to children's books for children. Some of the children's books for children do, in fact, include depictions of pornography and pedophilia, as Breitbart News has reported. Referring to child-targeted drag as a sincerely wholesome event, Hesse said the issue is not parental rights, not sexualization, not the content of what the drag queens are reading to the kids. It's the existence of drag queens. Critics might agree with that statement as half true, only because it seems Hesse misses their point. The issue for critics is the existence of drag queens, and the gender confusion and inherent sexualization they represent, in front of children. Attempting to redefine the word grooming, Hesse argued that conservatives are not worried about their children being molested, and grooming does not mean grooming for sex, but rather, conservatives are worried about grooming for life. To Hesse, conservatives are concerned about the obviously innocent grooming children for a big, accepting, open-hearted kind of life in which there are many worse things in the world than a little boy who grows up to do an uncanny impersonation of Cher. Grooming children to accept themselves and accept others who may look different or talk differently than they do, is what Hesse argued conservatives are afraid of. What this is really about, according to Hesse, is the marginalized victim groups the left loves to cite in their malevolent victimizers, parents, families, and conservatives. What this is about is a conniving subset of people who say they care about children's welfare but who really care about marshaling outrage toward vulnerable scapegoats, Hesse said. Maybe they have turned their attention to drag queens because they, too, are engaged in theater, a never-ending performance in which they heroically take on one supposedly sinister villain after another. Feminists, Muslims, Black Lives Matter protesters, Hunter Biden, migrant caravans, and so on. On one side you have flamboyant, dramatic characters who are trying to mess with the minds of children, she concluded. And on the other side you have drag queens. Brecken Eftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at BreckenFtis.